long-running political standoff between Republican Governor Phil Scott and Democratic lawmakers in Montpelier is over. Yesterday, the two sides unveiled a compromise agreement that won reluctant support in both the House and Senate. The deal paved the way for passage of a state budget that the governor vetoed earlier this month. But the compromise could have some potentially stark consequences for many school districts in the state. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has been covering this story. He's here to help us understand what lawmakers did during their veto session yesterday. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Mitch.
Phil Scott and Democratic leaders in the House and Senate, they'd been at an impasse over the issue of teacher health benefits. So how did they end up resolving those disagreements?
So let's maybe first sketch out the positions that each side had coming into this fight for folks. Phil Scott kicked this hornet's nest back in mid-April when he came out with a plan that he said would save $26 million a year in teacher health care benefits. But Phil Scott said there's only one way we're going to get these savings, and that's to have a statewide contract for teacher health benefits. Now, that's a pretty big change to the collective bargaining process. And instead of local school boards bargaining with local educators, you'd have the governor's office bargaining health benefits with every public school employee in the state in one fell swoop. Democratic lawmakers said there's no way we're going to sign off on an overhaul of that magnitude, not without a more strenuous vetting process at least, which we certainly don't have time for now. And what this compromise does is say, hey, school districts, we're going to leave the collective bargaining process mostly untouched, but we're going to take $13 million from you. We're going to take it from the budgets that you've already passed, from the budget cycle that begins in 9 days now. And we hope you're able to achieve those savings through reductions in healthcare costs. But if you can't do that, then you're going to have to find the money somewhere else anyway.
So, you know, it's one of those devil in the details things. And it sounds like lawmakers are trying to create a financial imperative for school districts to negotiate more restrained teacher health benefits. But a lot of districts have already negotiated those plans. So what happens to them?
That's a question a lot of lawmakers were asking yesterday after this plan came out. And the bottom line is that some of these districts might have some really tough choices to make. They can either find savings somewhere else in the budget, they can use reserves if they have them, or they could resort to deficit spending and ask voters to pay for that overrun by increasing next year's budgets more than they would have otherwise. Representative Bill Lippert lives in Hinesburg. He's a Democrat, and he says his local school district is just about to wrap up teacher health talks. And Bill Lippert sort of laid bare one of the big dilemmas lawmakers faced yesterday.
My major concern is that we're not going through the deliberative process that we ordinarily go through in the legislative process. We would, in the ordinary course of process, have a printout, school district by school district, saying this is the anticipated impact on your district.
So each school district is going to have to hit this savings target, but those districts aren't really sure what that target is yet. And it's a sure thing that a lot of the districts that have already settled have not achieved the healthcare savings they're going to need to meet that target. Bill Lipper ultimately supported the plan. He said it's a compromise that is better than letting this budget impasse continue on indefinitely. But he identified one of the elements of this deal that gives a lot of folks pause, and that is that they don't really have a full grip yet on what it might mean for the districts that are going to be affected most.
Yeah, and he also said in that tape we just heard, Bill Lippert, that the normal deliberative process wasn't followed here. I mean, what was the process for coming up with the deal?
Well, it wasn't an ideal one by anyone's measure. There were zero committee meetings on this proposal. There was no opportunity for affected parties to weigh in publicly. And the talks between the governor's office and legislative leadership to cut this deal were held entirely behind closed doors. You literally had lawmakers reading this plan for the first time yesterday morning, just hours before they had to decide whether or not to vote for it. Legislative leaders say that they really didn't have much choice in the matter since the governor's proposal came too late in the legislative session to give it a proper public vetting. But you've had some news on Morning Edition this morning about what's going on in D.C. right now. And there are a lot of legislators and education officials who aren't at all comfortable with how this is going down in Vermont. And some folks are drawing some somewhat apt comparisons between what happened with this teacher healthcare deal in Vermont and the way Senate Republicans in Washington, D.C. are drafting the new healthcare law down there.
Well, we got a deal on Wednesday that does end the impasse for now, but it doesn't sound like the issue is going away anytime soon. So what's next?
Well, it's not going away anytime soon, and that's mainly because this compromise deal includes the creation of a pretty robust commission that will study the merits of a statewide teacher health benefits contract, and that commission will deliver its report right before lawmakers come back for the 2018 session. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash said yesterday that Democrats aren't philosophically opposed to the concept of a statewide contract. He says they just need more time to tease out the potential benefits and pitfalls. And under this compromise, we're going to see all teacher health contracts come up for renegotiation in 2019. So we could all be watching a rerun of this political episode come next January.
Pete Hirschfeld, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Great to be with you, Mitch.